Ann Cleeves hits another home run in the Matthew Venn series by Mark McNeese. I'll be talking some more about Ann Cleeves' Matthew Venn series on the upcoming Mark McNeese Mysteries podcast. What stands out in this series is the exploration of identity, relationships, and the shades of gray in between. It's an effective combination of a gripping mystery and a deep, personal journey. I'm a relatively recent fan of established mystery master Ann Cleeves. With her intricate plots and deep, complex characters, it's no surprise that this British author is one of the leading figures in contemporary mystery fiction. She creates atmospheric settings that make you feel like you're right there on scene, whether it's the wild and windy Shetland Islands or the quaint, secluded villages of Northumberland. She's invented some of the most iconic detective characters in contemporary fiction, Jimmy Perez from the Shetland series and Vera Stanhope from the Vera Stanhope series. Both protagonists exhibit layers of complexity that make them as unpredictable as the mysteries they're trying to solve. They become like old friends who you've known forever, with all their quirks and idiosyncrasies. Cleeves is not just a fantastic storyteller, but also an inspiration. She began her writing career late, publishing her first novel at 40, proving it's never too late to follow your passion. She truly embodies the ethos of perseverance and commitment to doing what you love most. In addition, her books have been adapted into successful TV series enjoyed by audiences worldwide. Vera and Shetland on ITV and BBC, respectively, are a testament to the captivating charm of her stories. It's a delight for millions of viewers to see her characters come alive on screen. The Matthew Venn series. My personal experience with Cleeves began with her Matthew Venn series. What caught my eye when I read about the first book, The Long Call, also done as a limited TV series, was that it featured a married gay inspector. Matthew Venn is a bit stodgy, buttoned up, and troubled. He grew up in a religious community called the Brethren, breaking away when he had to claim his own life as a gay man. The tension he still lives with comes into play often when he encounters people who are part of that community, including his mother. His husband, Jonathan, runs an art center that offers counseling and creative outlets to the town they live in. Set in North Devon, this series introduces us to a world most of us have never experienced. Cleeves does an excellent job crafting Venn as someone who's caught between his past in the strict religious community where he could never be accepted, and his present as the husband of someone very different, the yin to his yang. The first book in the series keeps you guessing throughout. The sense of place is vivid in each story. You can smell the sea air and hear the ghouls. The narrative is dense with suspense, and the pace is perfect, especially if you're not in a hurry. Just when you think you've got a handle on things, Cleeves throws in a twist that leaves you wondering again what's going on and who is behind it. What stands out in this series is the exploration of identity, relationships, and the shades of gray in between. It's an effective combination of a gripping mystery and a deep, personal journey. I will add that the Matthew Venn series can only loosely be called gay mysteries, if they can be called that at all. Cleeves does not make Venn's sexual orientation a central matter in the stories. Venn is gay, married, and getting on with his job. Some people may think the author is avoiding the issue, but I think she's telling great stories with a central character who happens to be a gay man with a husband. I've read all three Venn books and look forward to more about The Raging Storm, Book 3. When Jem Roscoe, sailor, adventurer, and legend, blows into town in the middle of an autumn gale, the residents of Greystone, Devon, are delighted to have a celebrity in their midst. But just as abruptly as he arrived, Roscoe disappears again, and soon his lifeless body is discovered in a dinghy, anchored off Scully Cove, a place with legends of its own. This is an uncomfortable case for Detective Inspector Matthew Venn. Greystone is a place he visited as a child, a community he parted ways with. Superstition and rumor mix with fact as another body is found, and Venn finds his judgment clouded. As the winds howl, and Venn and his team investigate, he realizes that no one, including himself, is safe from Scully Cove's storm of dark secrets.